I'm Rona Tarrant. The US Conference of Catholic Bishops has announced a national call-in day to protect Dreamers on February 26th. The action comes after the Senate failed to garner the 60 votes needed to move the bill forward to protect those brought to the US illegally as children. In a statement, the bishop said the March 5th deadline is looming and asked US Catholics to call their members of Congress next Monday and urged them to protect Dreamers from deportation, provide them a path to citizenship, and avoid any damage to existing protections for families and unaccompanied minors. Story 2. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court has enacted a new congressional district map, replacing the one it overturned and deemed an unconstitutional partisan gerrymander last month. Since the previous map was adopted, Republicans have held a 13-5 advantage in Pennsylvania's congressional delegation. Top state house Republicans have pledged to challenge the judicially enacted map. Story 3. Activists say a surge in attacks by the Syrian government and its allies killed 94 people in the rebel-held eastern Ghouta in the space of 24 hours. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said airstrikes, rocket fire and shelling on the besieged suburbs of Damascus also wounded another 325 people. The Syrian military did not comment. Story 4. Pope Francis has accepted the resignation of a Nigerian bishop who'd been rejected for years by the priests in his diocese. The announcement came after the Pope in June issued an ultimatum to the priests. To obey and accept Monsignor Peter Okpeleki as their bishop or lose their jobs. The Vatican said Monday that 200 priests had obeyed, but some still expressed problems. Pope Benedict XVI had appointed the bishop in 2012, but the local clergy had rejected him.